This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Gracious God, may Paul's prayer for us come to fruition, that our love might overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help us determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ we may be pure and blameless, producing a harvest of righteousness that comes through Him. Amen. They had an interesting problem in that day. There were too many priests. Some might say that's a pleasant problem. But they had so many priests that they had to take turns. They had divided them up into divisions. Zechariah had been assigned to the division of Abijah. And perhaps, maybe once in his life, they would roll the dice when it came up time for that division to be in charge of offering incense and the sacrifice. And he got his opportunity. And so he goes to offer incense at the altar as the priest. Probably he used that opportunity to offer a prayer to God in that closeness to Him, wishing that he and his wife Elizabeth might finally have a child. And God hears the prayer. Amazing. But Zechariah doesn't believe it. And so what does God do? God makes him mute. He cannot speak. And it is only when the child is born that Zechariah's tongue is unloosed and he is able to speak. Now, if you know any priests like myself or Father William, if they make us be quiet for a long time, we have a long time to think about the next sermon we're going to give. So whatever is going to come out of Zechariah's mouth when he can finally speak, it's probably going to be pretty significant. This is the canticle that we sang between the readings today. And that canticle that we recite many times at morning prayer or evening prayer that comes from Luke's gospel is an incredible, beautiful proclamation. And there is one line in there that has always stuck out for me. The dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Think about those words for a minute. The dawn from on high. When was the last time you observed a dawn that broke from on high? I don't know about you, but most of the time I see it come up over the horizon if I'm up that early. I think there is something significant here. That God's revelation is going to be so strong and so incredible, and Zechariah doesn't want us to miss it like he missed it, that it's not going to just sneak up over the horizon. It's going to be like a 2x4, and God's going to smack us over the head with it. And this is what he is trying to say, I think, in this canticle. Not to miss it. Don't miss the incredible vision that God has for all humanity and for each one of us as well. Those of you who shared the quiet day with us yesterday, I shared something I had found on a prayer card that has stuck with me. It goes like this. A person with a vision and no task is just a dreamer. A person with a task but no vision is a drudge. Pretty boring. But a person with a vision and a task is a prophet. The vision and the task put together, when we are able to live with that hope because we know of God's faithfulness in the past, this is what Zechariah is saying, as he swore to our forefathers, and then to take that vision and to put it into action in our lives by what we do, to align it all together. This is why John the Baptist is a prophet, because John has the vision. John knows it's not about me. I know what my task is here, to prepare the way of Jesus, but I understand the vision that God has. And so as a result, John is able to talk about what he talks about and live it the way he lives it. And there is no way we can get to Bethlehem without John. You look through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and every single one of them is going to have John the Baptist right there. So we better pay attention to what that prophet has to tell us. Make straight the way of the Lord. Clear out all the obstacles. Get it right. Now, this is the second Sunday of Advent, and we're talking about peace. How do we get that peace, that inner peace? You know, we talked a couple weeks ago about, in some way, that since we don't ultimately belong to this world, there's that little twinge of discontentment we will always have here. But there's that other place in our heart that we are assured that we will have the peace that passes understanding. This is not something that's a gift that's given to some and not to others. It is a promise that is given to us as one of the aspects of the fruit of the Spirit. So the challenge for us becomes, if we don't have that inner peace somewhere in the depth of our being, there's something wrong. And maybe what we need to look at is, have we lost the vision, or are we not walking the walk and talking the talk together and doing the task that we are called to do? If you're just doing the work and there's no vision, you're nothing but a drudge. Nobody wants to be around you. You're a grumpy old nothing. Your ministry has become a job. Remember that sermon. So get the vision back. So maybe if that's where you are, maybe it's time to step back. And maybe it is time to recapture the vision that God has for you, the hope that God has for your life, the promise that God has for your life. And if you've got that, but you're not doing anything about it, and you don't have the inner peace, guess what? It's time to stand up and to start doing something that is going to match that vision with the task that you are called to do. This is what John's message is. Clear all that other stuff out of the way. You know, when Luke gives us this gospel today, all of those statements at the beginning of the gospel, don't miss those. Why does he say all these historical characters? In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, he should add there, the word of God did not come to the emperor. Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, big shot, the word of God didn't come to him. His brother Philip, ruler of the region of Ituria and Trachonitis, the word of God didn't come to him. Lysanias, the word of God didn't come to him. All these important people, Annas and Caiaphas, the important high priest, the word of God didn't come to them. Who did it come to? It came to John. This guy walking around in the desert in sackcloth and ashes, who has stripped away everything that isn't essential in his life. And that's where the word of God comes. God has the vision that John lives out. So I'm not telling us all we got to go out and eat locusts and dress up in sackcloth and ashes. But we do need to make the way straight, to recapture the vision, to do the task that we are called to do. And in so doing, we become the prophet. And we give hope and peace to ourselves and to the world. Amen.